Well, it's really amazing. I mean, there are 120,000 people who don't have enough food. That's one in eight of our neighbors, one in five kids who don't have enough food. And so we're all about trying to put an end to hunger in East Iowa and Western Illinois. Right now, farmers are really hurting. Commodity prices are down. Their exports are way down. This whole trade thing is really hurting farmers. And yet, farmers were generous enough to donate over 115,000 meals through the Bushels of Hunger program. And it just amazes me at the heart of farmers. And so many thanks to the farmers and Illinois Farm Bureau for helping to make that happen.
So that's what that $23,000 equates to in terms of meals that you just mentioned?
Right. Every dollar contributed to River Bend Food Bank provides five meals for hungry people.
So over the 9 years, that's a lot of meals then.
It is 1,130,000 meals that farmers have contributed over 9 years, and I'm just amazed.
And the partnership now between the Farm Bureau and the River Bend Food Bank, it sounds like kind of a natural relationship when you talk about food and the industry that provides it, I guess.
It really is. It's not just a donor relationship. The more we've talked with farmers, the more we've tried to understand ag surplus and all that kind of thing. Food banks throughout Illinois are joining Illinois Farm Bureau. We just joined Rock Island Farm Bureau here last year. And we're talking about, can we work with farmers to hedge risk? You know, that sometimes maybe they wouldn't plant as much because they don't necessarily have a guaranteed market for that. But if we could provide, you know, some sort of hedge against that and purchase for, if you will, any surplus product at cost, then we can use that as a low-cost way to help feed people, and it helps farmers hedge their risk. And so it's almost become, it is becoming a partnership that we can collaborate almost in a business sense and not just in a donor-contributor kind of relationship.